It is day one of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord at the Filmmakers Lounge. I'm sitting here across from actor and many other things, Paul Wilson.
Enjoying my bacon-flavored popcorn.
The bacon-flavored popcorn is pretty awesome. Paul, you're here with a film that you did with your brother and with a lot of family friends called Big Stone Gap. It's our big tentpole picture that's going to be premiering tonight, Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Paramount Theater. And you were telling me that your family history in the area goes way back.
That's right. We had an opportunity when Patrick and I, before we started shooting Big Stone Gap, we had an opportunity to engage with Ancestry.com.
Patrick Wilson, your brother.
Yeah, you probably heard of him. He does all kinds of skits on screen and on stage. He's quite a skit guy. Ancestry reached out to us and knew about our family connection and knowing Adriana and growing up, summertime at least, growing up in Big Stone Gap as my grandparents were born there and lived there, and my dad was born there, and we got to stay on Wilson Road. You have to cross the Paul Wilson Bridge, my grandfather's name, that I'm named after, to get to the house. So they decided, Ancestry.com, to help us trace the roots of the Wilsons. And you know, my dad is in his 70s, 72 or 3, and here in our mid-40s, my brother and I are sitting there going, we never heard about this guy named Alfred Wilson.
That would be your great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, so the short story is that we found that Ancestry.com had known that the Wilsons were there, and they were buried not that far from, presumably, what was all Wilson property. And literally, it was almost like from here to the other side of that building. We had never known it, you know. My grandfather built that house in 1940. And what was effectively not that far away from where the site was, but Patrick and I had kind of taken the details from Ancestry.com on, like, it's going to be somewhere in this hill, not that far from this intersection. You know, we're talking sticks, right? And we go up on top of the mountain, find a fence line, and of course, they were facing east, so that was the first hint. Back, you know, about 18, I think it was 1900 or 1902 when he was buried somewhere. They moved him there, but we found it. We found the grave of Alfred G. Wilson, his wife, who was a son also, who seemed to have died before he was 10, was buried right beside them.
Hmm.
It was kind of interesting, you know, that based on the census and based on some of the history, Alfred ran with the Mounted Division in the Union during the Civil War, was very likely in Gettysburg, if not engaged in it.
That's amazing.
And then he seems to have gone back to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Started in what is now Wilson, North Carolina. That's where it all began. But went to Tennessee. Eventually, we think, you know, you can kind of add some of these ambiguous dots, that he went back to Tennessee and kind of hid and saw, obviously, the bloodshed and the chaos in Gettysburg, what must have been, and then joined the Confederacy.
Joined the Confederacy. So he switched sides.
Switched sides. Yep. We never heard that story.
No, I bet not.
Maybe that's why we never heard that story.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The funniest part is, I think, because I'm kind of prone to finding the humor in even this, Patrick and I have a middle brother named Mark, and Mark does the news on Fox in Tampa, as does my father. So we're on top of this mountain, little hill, basically, and we both, of course, have our iPhones. And
taking pictures.
Patrick, oh yeah, I got these great pictures of the grave and everything. And Patrick's like, we should ping the location, because Mark, who has a little extra role in the movie as well. I mean, all the Wilsons are in the movie. I think everyone but our wives, as Patrick's wife plays Elizabeth Taylor, which is also just perfectly done.
Nice.
Dagmara. And he goes, just ping the location so we could tell Mark where it is. And I'm, you know, okay, yeah, that's cool. And it comes up, Wilson Cemetery.
Oh.
So all we had to do was search for Wilson Cemetery, and we would have found it. You know, but it was, I like my version of the Indiana Jones, the machete, and, you know, trudging through.
But you found the homeland.
We found it. We did. Yeah. We found it. So the roots run deep for the Wilsons, and certainly being a part of this was such a gift and such a wonderful celebration of not just the town that we had always loved. It was our Disneyland as kids. My father's hometown, Adriana's hometown. So to be able to, and Dad makes an appearance in the movie as well.
Nice. Adriana is Adriana Trigiani.
Adriana Trigiani.
Trigiani.
Yeah, she was born in Big Stone Gap, and her parents, her father was in the garment business, and her father came to the area and helped brought jobs in what is presumably, you know, a shuttered town now because of coal mines, you know. Mm-hmm. But back in the day, Big Stone Gap was kind of where the executives of the coal mines lived. They had the golf course. Not that far away was Appalachia.
Right.
I mean, 15, 10 minutes away. That's where those were the camps where the miners were. But so Adriana's dad came in and built, you know, ran his garment factory. And so he was a big employer there. So she grew up around manufacturing and hard work and all of that, that is very durable part of that, I think, that persona of being in the mountains, certainly now weathering the shuttering of the mines. But then she went on, and I'll let her tell you what she did. But we were sitting there listening to her career being told by my grandmother, have you seen that she's writing for Bill Cosby now? And then she's doing that different world. So we got to kind of vicariously experience her rise through Hollywood, you know, because we kind of knew her, but not really knew her,
and,
you know?
And so this is back in the 80s. So this is before you and Mark. Before you were really actors, and you were hearing
Oh no, Patrick and I were actors. I'm sorry, in high
you're
school.
Mark. Your brother, yeah. Patrick.
No, we were always acting.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been doing it a long time. My mother's a retired choir director, so we grew up singing in church, which mm-hmm. is still performance to a degree, although not to sound blasphemous. But you know, we grew up singing, musical, so the theater was the likely transition progression from where we were.
So the film we're talking about, which is our tentpole feature tonight, Big Stone Gap, Thursday tonight, 7 p.m. at the Paramount Theater. I'm talking to Mark Wilson.
Paul Wilson.
Paul Wilson. God, help me.
Mark won't be here. I'll tell him you said hi, though. He has the real job. He does the news on Fox in Tampa, so he's on the air.
I'm sorry. There's too many Wilsons running around.
You haven't even met my mother. Wait till she rolls in here.
Okay.
And then there's Cassian and Callan Degmar Wilson. So wait till they show up.
All right. I'm talking to Mr. Wilson.
That works.
You're the next-door neighbor of Dennis the Menace, as I recall.
That's right, Mr. Wilson. I'm definitely a menace to some.
tell us about how you got involved in this film. I mean, involved in this film. You've known Adriana.
Yeah, it was really special because she had been staying in touch with Patrick, always wanting Patrick to play that lead role of Jack Mack.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick plays the stud, stoic coal miner in town that ends up with Ashley Judd's character, Ave Maria Mulligan. So it's Labor Day last year.
Right.
We're in a beautiful little island called Anna Maria Island in Florida, celebrating my mother's birthday. And Patrick goes outside from this house that we rented, and all 15 of us and my 95-year-old grandmother, my mom's mom, was with us, and aunts and uncles and 15 children, some of which were mine. Total chaos fun. Patrick comes in and says, "It's on. It's on." I'm like, what are you talking about? That was Adriana. This movie's happening, and it's happening fast. So
nice.
Started with him.
And that, you said that was Labor Day, and you were filming.
Labor Day, and then we started filming October 19th of last year.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, so she hit the gas, and she did her magic, and what a creative force she is. And the story goes, although I haven't heard this version, is that Patrick had an idea for, I mean, I suggested, well, maybe I could play John Warner. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, he had said that Dag will play Elizabeth Taylor because there was a campaign stop in the 70s that happened in Big Stone Gap where
that's
she
right.
choked on chicken bone, right?
That's right.
And that's in the movie. So I'm like, well, I just do a little part of, you know, I could be John Warner with Dag.
Mm-hmm.
And Adriana goes to Patrick, no, I got something else for him.
Uh-huh.
So then you have to ask her that story because, as she says, he tried to pawn me off doing something else. And then she gave me this glorious little fun part that when your first day of shooting is making out with Jenna Elfman, you know, you're basically ready to roll.
That's not a bad day.
I mean, that's it. So, and to be able to do that with those actors, with my brother,
mm-hmm.
To stay in the family house.
Yeah.
If I never do another one, I know I'll never do another one like this, but if I never do another one, I've done a great one.
You know? Oh, I don't know. Maybe there'll be a Big Stone Gap 2.
There's two more books.
There we go.
Wink, wink.
All right. We're talking to Paul Wilson. Obviously, star of.
No. Star of the moment right now because, well, the popcorn actually could be the star of the moment.
Big Stone Gap. There's screens tonight, Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Paramount Theater. Thank you very much for coming by.
Of course.
Bring by some more family members, some more filmmakers. We want to talk to you all.
I will rustle them up for you know, bacon-flavored popcorn.
All right, and we'll see you at 7 p.m. at the Paramount.
Yes, you will.
Thanks.
Thank you.